Sewer District Expansion Contract 09-13, change order one.
Mike, you got any cousins in investment?
Actually, I do, but I don't know if I trust them.
I knew it.
Okay, moving on. I have three items on my agenda, as Mr. Vincent just mentioned. The first one is Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. It's the balancing change order for our contract with Teal Construction of Dover, Delaware, and it's credit change order in the amount of $243,765. And if you don't have any questions, I can read that motion.
Read the motion, sir.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Davis Bowen and Friedel, that the balancing change order with Teal Construction, Inc. of Dover, Delaware, for Sussex County Project 09-13, Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District Expansion Number 1, be approved at a credit amount of $243,765.75, which decreases the final total contract to, $2,664,221.25, pending the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Entertain that motion.
I'll introduce.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Yes, second.
Mr. Cole. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next motion is very similar. This is, however, for the Angola Sanitary Sewer District. The contractor is A.P. Kroll and Son of Georgetown, Delaware. Again, balancing change order, this time in the amount of $175,277. And if there are no questions, I can read that motion.
Please read the motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the balancing change order with A.P. Kroll and Son, Inc. of Georgetown, Delaware, for Sussex County Project Number 09-16, Angola Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck Park, Cove on Herring Creek, and Pump Station 320 and Pump Station 321 be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $175,277.91 for a new total of $3,550,204.09, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Entertain the motion.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the third item is for a change order. This is for our contract that we recently awarded to Bunny and Mary Construction. This is for the force main construction from Pump Station 30 to the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities. When we were working on the design of this project, we had worked with a developer, has a project known as Waters Run on Derrickson Creek. They have some gravity sewer line. They need to put in Old Mill Bridge Road at the same location where our force main is going to be installed. The idea was we would work with the developer, establish an escrow account. The developer would put the funds into the escrow, thereby allowing our contractor to put in his gravity sewer line at the same time our force main was going in, the benefit being to the public that the road would only be torn up one time. Also, we have a situation where with that gravity sewer going in, the developer could serve 13 existing homes. So opened up the bids in August. The funds had not yet been placed in escrow by the developer. So at that time when I made the bid award, we weren't able to award the alternate bid, which included this gravity sewer work. However, on or about October 5th, the funds have now been placed in the escrow by the developer. So we approached the contractor, Bunning and Murray, made the change order to increase the contract amount to allow this gravity sewer to be put in the ground. So I have a motion that would allow that to proceed.
Proceed, please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number one with Bunning and Murray Construction Corporation of Selbyville, Delaware, for Sussex County project number 10-03, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities Pump Station Number 30 Force Main be approved, which increases the contract amount by $299,551 for a new total of $3,595,651, and increases the contract time by 30 days contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Entertain the motion.
I will make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John Ashman, step on down. Expansion of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
Good morning. I'm here today to request permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include two parcels along Camp Arrowhead Road. At the map in front of you, they would be the crosshatch ones in orange. The yellow is the existing sewer district as it stands now. They are located, they are contiguous to our existing district, and the properties were provided sewer laterals at the time of our original construction for the Angola Neck Sewer District. The current owners would like to move an existing home from parcel 2, which is the one farther to the north, to the parcel 1, live there while they build a new home on parcel 2. The expansion will consist of 3.3 acres, and they will be responsible for system connection charges of $3,546 per EDU based on current rates. Should you approve this request, there will be a public hearing scheduled on January 10th, 2012. Any questions?
We need a motion on that.
We need one.
Mr. Wilson, you're in charge.
You're in charge, Sam Wilson.
Yeah.
And we got Does a, he have you got a motion?
I do have a motion.
Yeah.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include two parcels along Camp Arrowhead Road as presented on November 15, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
Let's take a vote. Oh, wait a minute. Mr. President. I'm going to say take a vote so you can get in on a vote.
Please get back here.
We elected a new president.
I guess you didn't have the hearing so you don't vote, huh? Sure. Let's take it. We're down to the voting. And Joan?
Yes. You want to take and vote now? Yes.
Start with Joan.
Yes. I'm late on it.
Mr. Cole, yes.
And Mr. Wilson, yes.
And I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.